Welcome to Gilded Garbage Can, a podcast dedicated to defogging the image that is San Francisco. Thank you for tuning in on Anchor, Spotify, Google, and everywhere else fine podcasts are available. Special shout out to our subscribers on Apple Podcasts. Thank you for your listenership and your ratings. Today, we need to take up the topic of bus lanes. If you've driven or otherwise gotten around San Francisco lately, you see dedicated bus lanes popping up everywhere. In addition, there are at least two major road renovations happening: Van Ness, aka the never-ending construction site, and, as announced just this week, Market Street, a project that seeks to ban cars, focus on mass transit, and, as always, take years and years to finish over budget. It's definitely a song we've heard before. So what's the big deal with dedicated bus lanes, and why would anyone be against them? These are terrific questions, and I imagine that on the surface, there should be no reason to slam on bus lanes in San Francisco, but this is the Gilded Garbage Can, and there is always more here than meets the eye or the nose. Here's my beef with bus lanes. They are constructed under the false pretense that somehow, by putting them in, people will all of a sudden flock to mass transit. But the pretense is wrong, because with or without bus lanes, Muni, simply put, sucks. Bus lanes only serve to reward incompetence and distract us. After all, it takes years to get them done. So during that time, we don't complain about Muni because, sure, the bus is late, like always, but when the magical bus lane is up and running, everything will be amazing. Bus lanes also make no sense on streets that only run one line every 10 to 15 minutes because, face it, they don't need one. Meanwhile, cars are funneling from three lanes to two or from two lanes to one in order to let that single, unreliable bus have an entire lane to itself. And even with the bus lane, it still encroaches on traffic when it pulls away from its stops. Now, if San Francisco were, let's say, Seoul, a city that runs dozens of different buses on the same streets, reliably and on time, then I'd be all for bus lanes. But here, it's just a waste of money with absolutely no purpose other than, I'll say it again, rewarding incompetent transit system and pissing off drivers. Win-win for politics, lose-lose for residents. What we really need from Muni is accountability. Run the buses on time, clean them for heaven's sakes, and have the courage to eject disruptive passengers like the guy who opens his fruit cup and drains the juice from it by pouring it on the floor. True story. If you want people to take mass transit here, you need to, as I said last episode, nail the basics. It's a really simple concept. We don't need bus lanes. We need reliable buses. The layout of our streets will not drive people to ride Muni. That was unintentionally clever, don't you think? Of course, this is the same city that installed roundabouts at four-way stop intersections and didn't remove any of the stop signs. Now that's really dumb. More on that another time. Be sure to visit us at gildedgarbagecan.com and check out Instagram for more fun. Search for Gilded Garbage Can, all one word, and click follow. Don't forget, you can own GGC swag. Visit our store at zazzle.com/store/gildedgarbagecan today. Never miss an episode. Subscribe to Gilded Garbage Can on Apple Podcasts to get new episodes as they become available. Until next time. Thank you.